Sir. Excuse me, sir? Yeah. I've got one thing to attend to, okay? I'll be with you shortly. Before that, can I just quickly get your name and date of birth, please? Okay, thank you. Please have a seat, and I will be with you shortly. Okay, sorry about that. Just had to speak with the nurse about something. Okay, let's get started. Have you been experiencing any COVID symptoms? No? Okay. And now that's out of the way, what brings you in here today? Unusual pain in the groin. Okay. Unusual pain in the groin. And where in the groin is the pain located? Just behind the testicles? Okay. Just behind the testicles. Okay, why don't you go ahead and get up on the exam table and I will be over to take a look. Thank you. Okay, I'm just going to need you to take off your pants so I can examine you. That okay? Oh, well, yeah, I'm going to have to need you to take off your underwear too. I do have to examine you, don't I? Oh, don't worry, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. I'm a doctor. This is a professional environment. I handle penises all the time. Oh. Oh. Oh, no, don't worry. This happens all the time. Nah, don't be upset. You aren't the first man to get hard on my table. What? You said it's like this all the time? Longer than like 3-4 hours or so? Okay, and you aren't on any sort of drugs or anything, are you? Okay, good. That rules out some things, but okay. In order to reach a diagnosis, I'm going to need to perform an inspection, so please relax and I will take a look. Okay. Okay, well, I have found something. Oh no, don't worry, it's nothing concerning. It's just that your testicles are, they're very swollen. Is it cancer? No, it's not cancer. I've seen this many times before. Oh, well, the swelling, the redness, and the constant horniness you said, that, along with your uncontrollable rock-hard erection, can mean only one thing. I'm going to diagnose you with semen overproduction syndrome. What does that mean? Well, when a man engages in sexual activity very, very frequently and then stops very, very suddenly, his body will try to make a lot of semen, but that poor semen has nowhere to go. Now, how do you cure it? Well, it only tends to happen once or twice before the body adjusts, but waiting for it to subside can be, as you found out, very painful. But that said, there is a cure. You won't need a prescription, but I'm going to need you to stay after the appointment. Oh, and don't worry about your insurance. I do this procedure all the time, free of charge. Excuse me? What's the procedure? Oh, well, to put it plainly, you have to come harder than you've ever come before. The release of the backed up semen will relieve the pain and set your body back on the right track. Now, do you agree to the procedure? Yeah, I thought you might. Now, I'm going to need your signature here and here, please. Good job. Now, let me just lock the door. And now we won't be disturbed. Okay, so in order to facilitate you coming harder than you've ever come before, I'm going to need you more turned on than ever before. This should help with that. You like that? Like my big round tits and how they bounce outside of my bra? Or maybe it's my ass? Thick and wide and just begging for your cock. That got you harder. Such a horny little boy. Oh. Oh, what's that bulge in my pants? Hey, eyes up here. Good. That's just a little tool that I'm going to use on you later. Now, I'm going to begin the procedure. I believe a good start would be if I sucked on your cock. You agree? Good boy. Stand up. Yes. You like the sight of your doctor between your legs? Spread your legs. Wider. Good boy. Now don't move. Here. You'll like this. Ooh, you're moving your hips on your own. You really are a horny fuck, aren't you? Yeah? You want me to deep throat it? You want to feel it hit the back of my throat? As you wish. Okay. Wow. Okay, that's a good start. Now, do you know what comes next? No, not my pussy. You aren't getting any pussy tonight. The next step is a tight medical grade cock ring. I need you as hard as you can fucking be. Just a moment. Your cock is wet, but it needs to be soaking. Here, let me get the lube. Okay. And now, one tight rubber band under your balls. And another right on the base of your cock. Good boy. And now, just to confirm my earlier theories, I will need to administer a prostate exam. Trust me, if I'm right, and I'm usually right, you're gonna need it. Now, shut the fuck up and let me lube that hole. Good boy. And now it should be easy to just slip a finger and, yeah, moan like little whore you are. What a tight little hole you've got. Hey, loosen up. If you keep clenching down on my finger like that, I'm not going to be able to perform the exam. Good boy. Such a horny little thing, so eager to grip my finger. Yeah? Okay. And if I just move my finger and just bend it a little bit forward, just like this. Yeah, you like that? Yeah. And yep, that confirms it. Your prostate is swollen. Do you feel that right there? Right there? Oh, you can't even respond. You can't even talk, can't you? I know. I know. Every time I press on it, pre-cum oozes out of the tip of your cock and you moan like a little slut. How about I put another finger in there? Yeah? Ooh, this little slut likes this hole being filled. You're gonna like this next part then. Oh, that's right. That's right. You can look. That's right. I've got a cock. 12 inches of girl meat dripping with pre-cum. Look how wet I am already. And it looks like I'm twice the size you are. You're gonna get fucked. I'm gonna make you cum. Just 12 inches of girl meat inside your tight ass, rubbing your prostate, milking the sticky, gooey cum right out of you. Now, more lube, more lube. Okay, now, I want you to breathe in deep. Okay, do you feel that? My hot, throbbing cock pressed against your hole. Now, breathe out. And 3, 2, 1. Oh, fuck. All right. Oh, my gosh. You're so fucking tight. I feel so good. It's hard for me not to fuck you into oblivion right now. Just relax as best as you can with me rubbing your prostate with my massive girl cock. Okay, I can't wait any longer. I'm gonna have to fuck you now. Fuck, your ass is so tight. Oh, and I can feel your slutty prostate. Oh, you're feeling it too, aren't you? Look at how much pre-cum you're spraying everywhere. Such a slutty little boy. Looks like you wet yourself. There's so much. How embarrassing. But you just don't care, don't you? You just don't care. You just want my fat fucking cock deep inside you. And now I can tell you're getting close by how your hole is tightening around my shaft. So just let me show you one more trick. I'm gonna make you shoot cum like a fountain. I'm gonna fucking choke you. You like that? You like my hands around your throat? Ooh, I can feel that. You're starting to panic, aren't you? Oh, it's my little boy getting a little bit frightened, feeling a little bit lightheaded. Your little dick looks just miserable down there. Yeah? I bet you're feeling incredible. Yeah? Are you gonna come? Are you gonna come? Is my poor boy gonna come? Oh, you better, because I fucking am. Oh shit. Oh shit. That feels good. Your ass clenching around my cock. Keep fucking clenching. And don't you dare fucking pass out. If you pass out, I'm gonna leave you here. And you're never gonna see me again. Is that understood? Good boy. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I'm gonna... Oh, boy. I think I'm gonna come. I think I'm gonna come. I think I'm gonna... I guess I can stop choking you now. Oh my gosh, you came so much. Such a good little boy. You like this? You like me fucking my cum into you? So how was it? I'm guessing, seeing as you just gave yourself a facial, that it was pretty good. Now, don't worry. It was good for me too. And now, while I fuck the last of my cum into your ass. Here. Here's my address. Tomorrow, 5 p.m. sharp. Be late, and you'll never see me again.